This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
See you live off the record with Trivago Lang is brought to you by Bahamas First General Insurance Company, Bahamar, Carey's Fabric and Uniform Store, City of Hope, Epic Battery, Prince Masters, RF Bank and Trust, Southwest Plaza, Star General, Insurance Made Simple, and Sun Oil Limited.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Trivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. I have some echo going on. So glad again that you could join us. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers haven't changed, but I'll give them to you anyways. They are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325. All right, so we had a little glitch there. I don't know what that was about. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969, or you can catch us on BTC Flow, channel 612. That's BTC Flow, channel 612. So, have any of you noticed that the Grand Bahama Power Company is now making an especial effort to, one, tell you that the fuel surcharge has gone up and that they know that this is a challenge, something which you already know from sticker shock, but they are now catching up and are telling you. That is, since the show we did, am I suggesting it's because of the show we did? I'm not, but it has happened since the show we did, and people have been sending me all of these notices that are in the news and otherwise by the Grand Bahama Power Company. What I find extraordinary that people are also sending me, extraordinary, is how inflexible Grand Bahama Power Company appears to be with people who are going to them and saying, listen, man, you say I owe you $600, I get $400 I could do. You say I owe $1,000, I have $800, $700 I could do. And I think that if you created an extraordinary circumstance for people, you did it. These people didn't go and blow up the usage of their power. They didn't go and turn on one ton of new devices and equipment and all that kind of stuff. No, you have a business reality that isn't even because of the increase in something you couldn't control in terms of the oil price. Because the oil prices ain't going to places where we would have thought would have been the reason for driving up the... No, this is some situation internal to yourself that has reduced some cost that you feel justified in passing on to your customers. And in that extraordinary situation, you don't feel the need to be extraordinarily flexible with people while you are begging them for some understanding at this time? Seriously? Pensioners who are struggling to pay bills? Average citizens whose monies is tight to begin with, struggling to pay bills, and they come to you and they say, listen, I could do this. And for this month, and maybe next month, You can't be a little bit more flexible. No, not a little bit, a lot more flexible to help these people. No, I find that unacceptable. 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 I don't understand. Listen to me, folks, I know business. I know you got to make your money. I know you got to pay your bills. I know that very much so. But you are also dealing with human beings. And most Bahamians ain't got no ton of money sitting around. They could go ahead and just do this and do that and do the next thing. But I know sometimes people think so. I know they think about it with me. I can't owe them money because they think I could pay it up right away. And oh, you have a little business. They think, oh, yeah, well, if you have a little business, you must pay. That's nonsense talk. Nonsense, right? When I have family members of 70 plus year olds texting me and giving me their stories about what is happening with them when they go to Free Power or Grandmama Power, I know you all don't get it. Not yet. Don't understand it yet. I don't think you understand it. I don't think you understand the extraordinary financial burden that has been put on people for no fault of their own. If you bill them for the usage they had last month and the month before, they would pay last month and the month before where they paid. But you didn't bill them 10% more. You didn't bill them 20% more. You billed them more than their ordinary bill. So if their bill was $700, you billed them $700+ more. More than double the people bill. Think that you shouldn't almost be double the flexibility with them? Really? Come on, man. Come on. Come on. This isn't, see, Emera is a Canadian company. And in Canada, they ain't paying this kind of money because they got a big place scaled up and all that kind of stuff. I wonder even if you could pass these kind of fuel surcharge on them people in Canada. I wonder. I don't know. I wonder. And of course, you know, Bahamians also own in this company too. They don't own the majority, but they also own. So maybe some of your Bahamian shareholders should go to them and tell them, listen, man, you get a little bit more flexible with the folks given the sticker shock we put on them this month. Anyway, they're trying to catch up with the public relations. They just now need to catch up with the customer relations. Y'all know there's a difference, right? Huh? There's a difference. Public relations is an effort to help the public understand what you're doing and what have you, right? Customer relations is trying to help your customer feel better about their relationship with you. And just because you're a monopoly doesn't mean that you shouldn't be able to do that. Because, you know, let me tell you something. What you are today, you don't have to always be. You could be a monopoly today. That doesn't mean you have to always be that. Countries can make decisions. Countries can make decisions. And they can make decisions and decide in the interest of their own citizens, other things should be done. They can make that decision. But anyway, I know one thing, boy. The one thing I've known in the whole arena of governance is when people support a enterprise or institution, etc., when people feel good about them, politicians hardly touch them. Hardly one touch them. Anyway, I'm gonna leave them people out of it. So that's not what I wanted to talk to you about today. I wanted to I want to motivate you today, if I can. The other day I was talking about all of the challenges that so many people are facing. Now let's be clear about our challenges. Let's be clear. There are many challenges we face because of choices we have made. Okay, so we have many consequences upon us, negative consequences upon us, that are the result of the choices we made. Now, some of these choices we made could have been outright ignorant choices, meaning we didn't know better, and so we went ahead and we made that business decision, we made that family decision, we made that career decision, we made that job decision. We didn't know. It, as it turned out, the consequence has been bad for us, and we may still be living with the consequence. Some of the decisions we make, we didn't know better. We knew something, but we didn't know as much as we needed to know, so we made the choices we made. Some of them were just bad decisions. We made them in haste. We made them in anger. We made them rarely in just greed. Whatever it is, we just made a bad decision. We made it when even we knew it was wrong what we were doing. We knew it was wrong. You hear me? We knew it. You knew it. Don't make no excuses for it. You knew it was wrong. The consequences now falling on your head, my head, right? So we have consequences that we are dealing with that are entirely as a result of what we chose. And if there's one thing I know about powering up, is you have to own your own consequences. You have to own it, man. Don't put it on no mummy. Don't put it on your daddy. Don't put it on your brothers and sisters. Don't put it on your uncle, auntie, cousin. Don't put it on your grandma, grandpa. Don't put it on your boss. Don't put it on your politician. Don't put it on your priest. I own this. It was me who made that decision. That there is on me, brother, sister. I created that one. Then there are decisions that have consequences for us that we didn't make. Other people made it. Run into us. Some robber robbed us. Some murderer killed somebody that we love. Some political decision was made. Some pastor, some priest did something. Some teacher, somebody did and made a decision. The impact fell on us. That is also true. There are some decisions that are of a natural consequence. Dorian, Francis, Jane, things that happened to us that caused us. We didn't produce the hurricane. We ain't producing the hot weather, so forth and so forth. So we have a potpourri of consequences with origins that are varied. Some of our own choosing, some not of our own choosing. Doesn't matter. We have to deal with these consequences anyways, no matter from whence they arise. And if we are not careful, we can react to these consequences in ways that make them worse for ourselves, right? We can act in several ways that make them worse for ourselves. And when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about some of those ways in which we can immaturely and self-destructively work against our own selves in dealing with the consequences that we confront. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
New school year, new gear. From uniforms to laptops, a Fidelity personal loan can help you check every item off of your kid's school list. Jump into back-to-school season with ease. Apply for a Fidelity personal loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This October, Bahama invites you to indulge your senses at the Culinary and Arts Festival, where world-class flavors meet breathtaking creativity in the heart of the Bahamas. Join us October 22nd through 26th for an unforgettable celebration featuring culinary legends Marcus Samuelson, Dario Zucchini, Simeon Hall Jr., and Scott Conant, alongside a vibrant lineup of chefs and mixologists. Explore captivating art installations, interactive workshops, and live performances, all set against the stunning backdrop of Nassau's premier luxury resort. From curated tasting events to beachfront feasts and immersive gallery experiences, this is more than a festival. It's a feast for the soul. Tickets and packages are going fast. Visit Bahamar.com to reserve your spot at the Culinary and Arts Festival, where taste and talent take center stage.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. So we're talking about the great many challenges so many are facing in this land, self-inflicted or otherwise inflicted, but challenges being faced anyways by the young and the not so young, by the male, by the female, by the professional, by the non-professional, by the employee. So I just felt like we should talk about it, because I am seeing some manifestations in the way things are being handled that I think is self-destructive in some instances, and then other destructive in other instances. And those of us who are people who are in leadership need to be aware too of these realities. So many times when we are faced with challenges, we can respond in basically three ways, right? Sometimes you lash out. Like on impulse, you just kind of just express whatever or frustration or hurt you feel, and typically aim it at someone else. You aim it at someone, whether that's your husband or your wife, your brother, your sister, your uncle, your aunt, your boss, your co-worker, your MP, your pastor, your priest. Somebody is going to get it today. Because somebody going to mess with Mary in Bayntown. And everybody know Mary don't take no mess. So somebody's going to get yelled at. Somebody's going to get insulted. Somebody's going to get blamed. Somebody's going to experience some aggressive behavior by someone who is lashing out. And I'm talking about serious lashing out. Right? Because you feel attacked. Right? You feel like somebody's disrespected you. You feel like you've been overwhelmed. Right? Like you've been slighted or something like that. Now, the problem with lashing out is you might even feel a little temporary release of your emotion when you do it, you know. You might feel like, yeah, boy, I put it on them. Problem, though, is it ain't solving much because it's just going to escalate the conflict you are having with somebody. It can damage, you know, your relationship with people. You know, it could cause people to now put you in a different light. They don't trust you no more. And then when you then blow up and do all the stuff, now there's guilt involved. You feel bad and you really even don't know how to rebound from it. And because you acted this way, you're now creating a situation where, you know, some of us, when we do things once or twice, we now form a habit, and so chances are the next time, we might back at it again. So that's one way, just lashing out. Another way you do it is, and tell me if you all don't know this one. Well, you sulk. Yeah, you just move yourself away, and you act in a way where, well, it's like passive aggression, right? Where you're telling people everything is fine, but you're not acting like everything is fine because you're giving people the silent treatment and you're acting distant. You know what I mean? You're like somebody, people could tell you over there, look at them over there brooding, right? People know because you go quiet and you kind of toward people. You know, you're sharp. They ask you a question, you give them the short answers. Even if you're texting them, they know. Because you are intentionally being difficult to convey that something's wrong that they need to figure out. But you ain't telling them straight up. Why are you doing this? Because for whatever reason, you feel like people didn't respect you. You are not being heard. People ain't, you know, treating you right. They hurting you and so forth and so forth. This too messes with yourself and your relationship with other people. And it creates a problem for you and it creates a problem for your relationship with other people. And so that's the second way people respond. The third way is you pretend like, well, ain't nothing wrong. Right? You kind of minimizing, this ain't bothering me that much, when in fact it is. You just decided you ain't going to address it. Right? So you will avoid dealing with the matter because it ain't no biggie to you, yet inside you are filled with conflict. You are still feeling like the matter isn't addressed or still bothering you. And the stress is building up and building up and building up. And then eventually one day, you might have a big explosion because you didn't address the matter. So these are some ways where we take on, we look at our challenges and address and react to them, that from all the information I've ever gotten and from all the experiences I've ever had, those ways are unhelpful. They are not helpful. And so I really like, I don't know why this theme has been in my head, but I think that we need to soldier up. We need to soldier up, is what I'm telling even myself these days. Because we have to see ourselves, especially when we are confronted with challenges, we have to see ourselves warfare. You might say psychological warfare. It's not a warfare that involves you against other people. It is a psychological warfare in which the negative elements of life is an army against you. People may have a religious bent and spiritual bent. They may feel like this is the enemy of my soul attacking me. But you need to have, and we need to have, the mindset of a soldier who understands that there's a mission. And if I have clarity about the mission, and if I have a strategy, particularly one where the generals have helped me to understand what my role is in obtaining victory in this warfare, then I have to go about my business and do what I have to do, no matter how I feel, no matter how I feel, no matter how I feel, no matter what others say, no matter what others are doing. It matters is that I have clarity about my mission, and I have a strategy, and that I am conducting my role in the execution of that strategy. It's Texas, good afternoon. You don't feel attacked, and most of the time you can't or won't express it to the person who brought it on, so we displace it usually on a perceived weaker power than yourself, called displaced aggression. Yes, that's a certain element of how we respond in these matters. As I indicated, these three different ways, and you see it in yourself, or you see it in other people, where it's either lashing out, or it's a sulking, or it's a child that ain't bothering me, all of which are actually good indications of emotional immaturity. That's what they're from the learned people who helped me to, right? And so we need to soldier up. Let me tell you all something. Can I tell you all something? This is a weird environment we are in today. It is weird. I mean, honestly, I can't find a better word than that. It is weird. Like, we live in an environment now of immense uncertainty about what is real and not real, what is true and not true. I don't get it. It is weird. We are praising the wicked and condemning the righteous. Up is down and down is up now. Good is bad and bad is good. The children are the adults and the adults are the children. It's weird. Okay? And there isn't one issue. We have a global existential issue facing us called climate change. And some people say that ain't for real, man. That's just a conspiracy. Other people say that's for real, man. But we are experiencing climatic changes and events that are stunning. Stunning. Right? Doing things that we never thought fathomable. I live nowhere on the coast of Grand Bahama, but we had a hurricane flooded my house in the interior. What you supposed to think when the next hurricane comes? We have deciding on doing any number of financial things for our families and ourselves and what have you. And they have had consequences. Now we are highly leveraged in an environment where wages and salaries are stagnant, where the cost is up, and people are feeling immense stress and strain because of it. We've got more health crises taking place now. We got people with cancer in numbers we have not seen before. We've got chronic diseases that are mashing up the bodies of our citizens and taking their lives. And we got young people falling out from heart attacks and strokes. And we've got young men killing up each other and young women seemingly mounting Facebook to say, I need to find something, I'll prostitute myself. We've got all kinds of young people walking the streets now, dressed weird, talking to themselves, getting in the middle of the road, so forth and so forth. And that's the extreme stuff. That's not the more moderate stuff that people are confronted with every day as they try to meet the ordinary demands of life. And I'm saying to you, bro, sis, if you don't learn to soldier up, dog eat your lunch. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Take a stand, everybody.
Have you taken a look at those investment options yet?
Too busy. Look at today. Workout, breakfast, drop kids at school, back-to-back meetings, dog from the groomer, nails, and that's all before 12. How come you're so chill?
That's because my money is as busy as you.
At RF, we find the best Bahamian and international investments to keep your money busy so you can spend more time focusing on you. Contact us at rfgroup.com to find out more. RF, money at work.
Ready to catch the thrill and win with fuel up with $20 or more and unlock your shot at unforgettable prizes.
We're talking regatta trips to Exuma and Harbor Island.
Free fuel, grocery vouchers, water park passes, and more. Just snap your receipt and WhatsApp it to us at 242-422-0271. The vibes are high, the prizes are hot, and the summer is yours to win with Shell. Only at participating Shell stations in Nassau. Now through August 22nd. Terms and conditions supply.
In the face of a storm, it's not just buildings that get tested, it's all of us. Insurance isn't just about repair, it's about recovery. So when the winds die down, you're already on the path forward. Having insurance can mean the difference between starting over and starting stronger. So talk to an authorized agent or broker of Bahamas First General Insurance about how the right coverage can support you through this season and whatever comes next. With Bahamas First, you're in safe hands. In all seasons.
Now let me see now. 326 EPIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic Ekid Battery. This Miss Beulah from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker, and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the Family Island.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to call 36232 or 325-4316 from the Family Islands, 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Soldier up. We'll talk about what that means soon. But, you know, a lot of us spend a lot of time at work. 8, 9, 10 hours in a space most times with people we have to interact with. And even if you're not in the space with people physically, you still interact with them, whether you do so by WhatsApp or email or phone calls or Zoom meetings, etc. You're interacting with people. And this can be an enormous source of challenge also, because people are different. And they're not always different in pleasant ways. They are sometimes different in unpleasant ways. You could be in a workspace dealing with people who are difficult to deal with, who are mean-spirited, who are insecure, who are inconsiderate, who are callous, who are disrespectful, who are, you know, presumptuous. You can deal with people who, you know, they're not reasonable human beings. And then those people could be you or me. We could be the ones. They often say, if you can't find the unreasonable people in your space, you're the one. Right? And so this can be a source of enormous challenge, especially when they might be a superior or somebody in authority or somebody who's a supervisor. Because if they create an uncertainty with respect to your own engagement and employment, it can be added stress to you, because you ain't there for your health. You're there because you need this job to be able to take care of yourself and your family and so forth and so forth. So you can confront that challenge on a regular basis because you are dealing with folk on the regular. So all these challenges, health challenges, you're confronted with, man. And I don't think, one of the things that I think is not happening is, it's always shocking to observe health challenges in young people, particularly severe or catastrophic health challenges in young people. They're not as frequent, thank God, as could be, but they do exist. And that can be difficult on parents, on guardians, on siblings. Just have to see their young loved one suffer because of some ailment or the other. But this is the other thing that I think is happening in space. I don't think a lot of us who are aging, like we're now in our 50s and 60s, I don't think that we have been prepared adequately for that process. Not at all, right? When we watched our parents age, we weren't taking notes. We were either sympathetic or we were frustrated or something, but we weren't taking notes. We just thought it was them or something they did wrong or something wrong was done to them, etc. But we weren't taking notes for ourselves. I have been reading and listening recently, over the last year or so, to stuff that talks about the aging process, what to expect. And so as I watch myself and see these things unfolding, and some of the things you mitigate, some of the challenges of aging, I feel more equipped. And every good soldier wants to be equipped for the mission. A good soldier wants three things. A good soldier wants mission clarity. What is the mission? I don't want to be confused, confounded about why I'm here and what I'm supposed to be doing and so forth and so forth. I'm not going to be one of those persons just shooting at targets and don't know the reason why. I want mission clarity. What's the mission? Second thing a good soldier want is preparation. They want to be prepared for battle. I need the right understanding. I need the right skills. I need the right tools and equipment to be able to go to war. And then the other thing they want, there might be other things, but the other thing they want is they want a good team. I need somebody to watch my back, and I have to watch their back, because we are always more successful at the mission with a team than a one-man show. Now, depending on the mission, the team might be smaller, or it might be bigger, but you want a good team. Be able to deal with this mission. But a lot of us are aging and facing the challenges of aging in ignorance. And so stuff start to stiffen up, and we wondering what the heck is going on. Stuff start to hurt, and we wondering what things start to fall off. We wondering what your appetite start to do this and that. And you wonder, what is going on up in here? You start to get more serious illnesses and tend to be needing to go to the doctor a little more. And you're wondering, what is going on here? You start forgetting. You're walking up the stairs to go and remember what you're going to the stairs for. You're going to the kitchen to get something. You don't remember what you're going for. You jump in the car to go get something. You don't remember what you're going for. You go to the food store and you go to pick up, forget one item in particular. You end up buying 10 items and didn't buy the item you went to pick up. And you come home and figure it out, and then got to go back outside, and you're mad and you're vexed. We're not prepared because we weren't paying attention. Nobody really told us. We have a call on the line. Caller, you got 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Hello. Good afternoon, Mr. Lang.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, you know, excuse me, make it quick. As it relates to the health, you know, I got you by a couple, right? But it's amazing you say that as it relates to... I kind of anticipated it, because even at the funeral, I said that, you know, one day it'll be me. But don't care how else you try to live, right, Mr. Lang? Something happens where you'll always have Venus problems. You know what I mean? They actually speaks to that being one of the problems of aging. Even though I run, even though I do this, I do that. But, you know, like, you'll always have some more often than not varicose veins and potential for blood clots, because, you know, the legs are the one of the farthest distance away from the heart, right? And but I wanted to touch on something that I want you to do a show on futuristically, like you could just enlighten the public about parallel economies. I heard it's about four types, but you could also do a show on aging, man, because I thought I had it together, but you know it's coming, right? Give thanks. I'll line up and listen. But the parallel economy.
Come on.
I want you to do a show on that, Mr. Lang, because
Say again. Which economy?
Parallel economies. Like just discuss how. Like I want to. You know, like I feel as if we have some of that going on right here in our country, and just look into it, and then you could have a show on it, and then I'll just listen. Bless up.
Okay. Thanks, man. Appreciate you calling. Yeah, we could definitely do a show on aging. But we got to take a break for news, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, we can talk about soldiering up in these difficult, challenging days. We'll be back after the news break.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid, to take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. Just so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. This text says, "Man, stop talking about me today." So it feels like everything is just topsy-turvy. Frequent ashes and pains, bills tripping, passion. People looking to you for assistance, you digging deep into your savings, et cetera, et cetera. Yes, I'm praying, Z, and working, soldiering up, because faith without works is dead. It is very disconcerting. I feel you, my friend. This text says, said, good day, Mr. Lang. Boy, you right on point. I would walk from my kitchen to my bedroom and do not remember what I went for. Even in the food store, if I do not have a list, I can walk right by that item. Yes, I guess it goes with age. Even younger persons experience this as well. I guess dementia is setting in. I do not want to claim it, though. Maybe you can have a show to address this problem. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We can talk about some of it today, too. Let me tell you something. My approach to this show is, Lord, make me an instrument of your will. I want to be helpful, right? Because otherwise, why be here? Just to talk? You know, let's try and be helpful. And today I felt like, you know what? This soldiering up is necessary. So let me explain what I mean by soldiering up. Sometimes when people hear you say soldier up, meaning like take on the mindset of a soldier, they think that means you're not an emotional, you don't feel pain, you don't have doubts. But that's not true. That's not true at all. The difference between a soldier and a non-soldier in a moment of distress or challenge is the soldier is exercising the kind of discipline and focus where they keep marching on despite what they feel. That's the difference. The soldier says, listen, I have a mission, right? No option for me. It's you do it or die doing it, but don't stop doing it, because I have got to succeed at this mission, either for myself, or for me and my family, or for me and my community, or for me and my nation, or for me and my God. But I have a mission, and I got to keep at it. Yeah, I'm scared. Yes, I'm angry. Yes, I'm frustrated. Yes, I'm doubtful. But I got to keep pressing forward. That's the soldier's mindset. That's what we mean by soldiering up. Right? No matter what they say, no matter what they're doing, let them stay at it. The soldier knows, I might cuss, but I know cussing at that hill isn't going to get it taken for the army. Huh? So I'm not relying on cussing to get the hill taken, each taken. I could yell all I want, and I may yell, but yelling is not the solution to the problem I'm trying to solve. And what they're not going to get me to do is they're not going to get me from push to not push forward. They may slow me down. They may even stop me for a minute. But I am going to recalibrate. I am going to figure out how next to get there. It's the soldier's mindset. I have a mission. And my mission, listen, for the soldier, he may have to take out, this in legitimate warfare. I'm not talking about no street fighting nonsense crap, stupid murderous nonsense. But they may have to injure, maybe even kill some soldiers from the other side. But you know what? That's only happening because this grander mission in pursuit of good must be achieved. Now, I know in this warfare, what good, who good is all. That's not, just take the bland metaphor as what I'm dealing with now. There's a mission. And so you in your life, if you want to soldier up, if I want to soldier up, if we want to have a soldier's mindset, can I tell you some things we got to embrace? Or should I hang it up? Leave this. Let's go talk some politics or something like that. Let me know. Did I continue on to tell you some ways that we have to embrace in order to soldier up? Let me know. Seriously, I'm dead serious. Do you want me to go on? Do you want me to finish this? You think this relevant? You think this vital? Think this critical? I can tell you from my own personal experience that having embraced the soldier's mindset is how I can deal with a lot of stuff. And some you may not even know the half of it, right? Okay, so firstly, can I tell you guys this? When you are a soldier, the first thing, one of the things you must do is accept discomfort. You have to accept that you are not going to achieve this mission. You are not going to grow and develop as a person if you can't deal with discomfort. You'll ever see any soldier hanging out in the ocean. What do you think they bathe in? Hot water? What do you think they eat? Peas and rice, steamed chicken, macaroni and plantain and coleslaw? You think that's what the soldiers are eating? Or are they eating out of some canned cold food? Maybe they might get a hot and warm meal, depending on the circumstances. But they know that on any given moment now, I may not eat for days. I may not. Not in the middle of a warfare. Some of us, we cannot take discomfort. And you know why we can't take discomfort? Because we keep comfort as the norm in our lives. We won't, because we, thank God we have many comforts at our disposal. So we go from air conditioning in the house, a brief moment of a heat outside, the air conditioning in the car, to air conditioning. We chase comfort over and repeatedly. We bathe in the water that's comfortable and so forth and so forth. So we can't take discomfort because we haven't allowed ourselves to feel and spend some time with discomfort. But we have to. And sometimes you have to do things to put yourself in a place of discomfort. Like I said before, some of my friends say, tell me what I did, and I just bathe in cold water on the regular. Not because I have to, but because I want to. I want to make my body feel it. I go outside and I do work, and I do work in the heat, and I do hard work because I want my body to feel. I take up my exercise equipment because I want my body to feel the pain of that exercise. I don't want to do the exercise. God knows that's true. Soldiers accept discomfort. You know what else soldiers do? You focus on what you could control. Right? You can't control what the enemy is doing. You can't control what the opponent is doing. You can't control the weather. You can't control all the forces and circumstances of this world. You can only control what you can control, how you think, how you act, how you react. You get to be in control of all those things. You get to be in control of the story you tell yourself about the circumstances you find yourself in. So you got to focus on what you can control, right? You can't control what Prime Minister Davis does. You can't control what his ministers do. You can't control what the members of parliament do. You can't control what Michael Pintard, the leader of the opposition, does in his team. You can't control what the civil servants do in carrying out that. You can't control these things. You can't. But what you could control, you can control what you think about what is what you observe about what is being done. You can control what you think about what is being done. And when the moment comes, you can control how you choose, who you choose when the choice time comes. You can do that. But what you want to do is to be in a position to do that strategically so that it is in pursuit of winning this war that you are in. You can do that. Soldiers don't, when a soldier circumstance, they don't look at that as something personal. Oh my God, look what they're doing to me. They so wicked, look what they're doing. That's not what a soldier does. A soldier says, you know what? This is a test of my skills. This is a test of my training. This is a obstacle in the way of my victory. And so I got to figure it out. So they frame their struggles in a way that gives them power and strength. Right? But you getting all caught up with your boyfriend or your girlfriend and how they treated you, and you hating on them, and you giving, expending all this emotional energy on them. You getting upset with your boss. You getting upset with your politician because don't give them that kind of energy, man. All right. So this has happened. This has happened now. This is what's going on right now. But this is in the way of the victory. So now what do I do? Now, how do I deal with this? How do I grow from this? How do I get better from this? What am I trained for in light of this? That's what you got to do. That's the soldier's mindset. Right? Good soldier, you got to build mental toughness. And how do you do that? Always keep your goals in front of you. See, a lot of people set goals this way. In 5 years, I want to do this. In 10 years, I want to do that. By the end of this, I want to do that. By the end of that. I used to do that too. I don't do that anymore. Because what that does is that always puts better somewhere in the distant time, somewhere in quote, the future. The future is unreal. The future does not exist. There's no such thing as the future. When I get to the future, you know what it's going to be? It's going to be today. Nobody can run fast enough to catch up with the future and be in the spot they're in today. The future, the past no longer exists, and the future never exists. The future is always, whenever you get to the future, it's always now. And so my goals are always, what is it I'm trying to accomplish now? I'm trying to get a victory in this area now. It may not be able to be produced right now, but I can do whatever I could do now to get it now. That's different. And what that does for me is that brings me alive every minute of every day, because I am in pursuit of the thing I want with clarity right now. That's what I'm doing right now. This is about 2000. I have no guarantee I'm going to be here 2026, 2027, 2028. No guarantee. But I do have a guarantee that right now I could be in pursuit of what I want right now. And all I have to do is be clear on what I want. And the things that I'm clear on what I want, those are the things I pursue. Things that I'm not sure about, I don't do nothing about that. I'm not sure about them. So why am I? When I'm sure, I can then go and be about that now. And I could be about many things right now that I want right now, whether that's physical health, whether that is peace of mind, whether that is good relationships, etc. I can work on all of them right now, and I can do things about all of them right now. So you want to have a mindset of a soldier, you got to be disciplined about the things you want right now. Goals, you set those goals, but for me, the goal isn't about 10 years from now, 5 years from now. That place is like that's right, that's way down there. Happy, way down there to be at peace. way down there to have joy, man. I'm not doing that. No, sirree, Bob. I'm going to live that abundant life right now with clarity about what I want and in pursuit of what I want. You know, the best definition I've heard of hope is knowing where you're going, having a plan to get there, and executing the plan. So set that goal for yourself, but be about it right now. You want to be a good soldier too? You got to be about embracing hardship, man. When it comes on you, hit your chest. Harden up your body. Harden up your mind. Say, I got this. I got this. I'm going to take this. Yeah, don't feel good. Oh, this pain is killing me. Tearing me up to shreds. Oh, my God, this is crazy. Listen to me, man. When I had this infection I had the other day, I was inside the bathroom at the hospital. And it was so bad. It was so bad that I couldn't bend and I couldn't straighten up to pull my pants up. You hear me? I'm telling y'all to pull my pants up. I had to scream for the nurse to come and help me. Okay? But I wasn't angry with anybody. And I was feeling what I was feeling. And I just knew I needed to do something to get some help because I couldn't do anything else. Right? And I just had to solve this problem. That's why I was in the hospital. It's the hardship. It comes, man. Sometimes you broke as hell. You ain't got no cash maybe coming, but it ain't coming in time for the bill that's due. And so it's hard. And instead of falling up and allowing your mind to run places and choke the living daylights out of you with anxiety, man, you got to harden yourself and say, okay, luckily this ain't going to happen right now. So I just got to deal with it. I got to deal with it and be about it. I got to, dude, what can I do? Hardship coming, man. Coming. Things get delayed. And you got to be able to say, you know what? It ain't going to happen the way I want it to happen. That's that. It helps to strengthen your body. Right? It helps to exercise because exercise reduces stress, builds strength and stamina to deal with the battles of the day. The other day I was making some patties. I made beef patties. I made chicken patties. I made Kong patties. I made lobster patties, and I made crab patties. Y'all ever tasted patties using Bahamian crab fat? No way. Yeah, I made all of those patties, right? On a Sunday for the restaurant, right? It took me hours and hours, and I said then, because of what I was trying to accomplish before Monday and before the day, I said, man, we got a soldier up, bro. And I stand on my feet for hours and hours. But now guess what? Because every time I felt like, you know what? I can quit this. I go sit down and take a little break, right? And then I go back at it, right? But I found that when I was done, man, my legs felt and still feel so strong. Even my knee that bothers me don't have as much ache as I had before. We got to strengthen our bodies, man. You know, and prioritize sleep. Sometimes you don't get all your sleep in the middle of the night, or throughout the night, but you gotta find the time to get that rest so your body is rested and strong. And you gotta eat well, man. Eat right. I'm on a meal plan right now, right? It isn't very versatile. It isn't even very cultured in terms of our own culture. But what it is doing nutritionally is really beneficial. So I'm going to do what I had to do because soldiers got to do what they got to do. When you're eating that food or the can, which they try to make nutritious for the soldier, you know, any cold food that probably ain't so tasty, but that's about the body right now. You got to do that. everybody's mind. Soldier up. Soldier up is the point, right? This text says, lying, my memory is way better when I was 20. Now I'm over 60. I could remember all of my CC numbers, my power credit card numbers, I believe that is, power meter number, NIB, and four more. They carry about 10 numbers on them. Yes, you know, if you practice it, you can do it, and that's possible, right? And so there are ways to work with your brain. That's one of the things I learned, is how to work with your brain. He said, Mr. Lang, do you know that the power company charges the customer twice for the fuel? First in the initial kilowatt hour, then the extra charge for fuel. I think we are being overcharged. That's not new, actually. They don't charge you. They charge you your normal rate, and then they charge you the fuel surcharge on that normal rate usage. Yes, we always knew that. And anybody who looked at their bill knew that that was the case. It says, good day. It's a joke. The U.S. Air Force has probably the best accommodation in wartime than any other military branch. A like philosophy that can help you work through difficult times. I suggest you look into stoicism. My brother, you could say whatever you want to say to me. If you have not been in a war scenario with the Air Force or the Marine or the Army, and I've watched them, I've watched documentaries about all. There's no sweet accommodations that any of them face, man. That's not true, right? They can get fed well in certain times and periods and so forth and so forth, but let's not make light of that. It's a very difficult situation in wartime. And then most of us can't even imagine what war is like. We can't imagine it. Cannot imagine it. No movie. Some of the later movies have been very helpful in documenting some of the real vivid realities of it, but no. So Lang, the future is the present. I agree with you 100%. That's whenever you get there, it's going to be right now. Right now, that's what it's going to be. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Hey, great show, Ms. Lang. How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Right on, man. Boy, this is a different type of son. You want to exercise and all that, right? But just seeing the son we grew up with back in the day. Not in 1996 or even 86.
I agree with you, buddy.
This son is very discomforting right now. And second thing, right? People want to eat properly, right, and healthy, right? But when last you been in the food store and check out the prices of vegetables, fruits, and like spinach, kale, any type of healthy food is extremely expensive to eat healthy nowadays. So how do you survive? Want to eat healthy, right? Want to cut out the processed foods, but it's just simply you would have to be making at least $700-$800 a week to eat consistently healthy foods.
Listen to me. I agree with you that the price of, in quote, healthier things in the food store can be an appear pricey. But I cannot agree with you that it is significantly more pricey than eating those processed foods. Okay, my friend, I've done this exercise already. Okay, it can be. Processed foods, you have to eat more of it because it's not nutritious. So the body craves more of it. So you'll eat a whole big bag of chips. You'll eat a whole big box of cereal. When you eat nutritious food, what happens is your body gets nutrition for itself, the cells, and it can stay longer without food. So in the end, you actually end up spending more on junk food than you actually spend on healthy food. If you eat a sweet potato with a piece of chicken, that will last you longer than if you eat all kinds of stuff we buy from in the middle of the store. Much longer. So we are tricking ourselves. But the truth is, a soldier ain't making no excuse. The soldier can do what they need to do to make sure they could win the war, to play their role. And that's what you got to be about. It's your choice.
Serious thing.
You see, that's really, I'm told. So I want to tell people, don't buy generally the argument. I'm not saying you intentionally, I'm saying don't buy generally the argument that it's more expensive. Because what we do with money is we treat money as a now game. But there's more than one way to have an effect from money. You can have an effect from money now, or you can have an effect from money later. So, for instance, you can eat processed foods now, build up all kind of diseases in your body, and then end up paying for it 10, 4, 3 or 4, 5, 6, 7 years down the line. Or you can eat healthy now, then have a healthier body and save yourself medical costs tremendously. It's all still spending or not spending money. Okay. Now, in terms of the heat, you don't have to exercise outside, bro. I don't exercise outside all the time. And in fact, when I exercise outside, generally it's in the cool of the evening or in the first thing in the morning as I sit in my house. I grab my dumbbells and I walk around my house for a half an hour, or I do lifts for half an hour, or I do what you call them things now, where you just stenching. Oh, goodness. Forget. Anyway, it's like push-ups, but not doing the push-ups. Somebody can tell me what it is. Or I do Tai Chi. Man, I'm trying to win a war. So I'm doing whatever I can do, right? So you could always find a reason not to do something. And it almost always could lead to losing. But you have to find a reason to do something. And that reason has to be your goal or your mission. And if you're not focused on your goal or your mission, then you'll always run into challenges and you'll quit. We're going to take a break, ladies and gentlemen. Pay our respects, our great sponsors. And when we come back, we'll continue our discussions. We'll be back after this break.
Everybody!
Southwest Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Asheye Institute, BENC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, Air, the Athlete's Foot, NBTC, Games and More, John Bullfine, Threads Alive, Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700 Wines and Spirits, Sandy's, Clarkson Island Luck, Starbucks and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
Have you taken a look at those investment options yet?
Too busy. Look at today. Workout, breakfast, drop kids at school, back-to-back meetings, dog from the groomer, nails, and that's all before 12. How come you're so chill?
That's because my money is as busy as you.
At RF, we find the best Bahamian and international investments to keep your money busy so you can spend more time focusing on you. Contact us at rfgroup.com to find out more. RF, money at work.
Pandora Jewelry is here to help you find the perfect gift for your one-of-a-kind mom this Mother's Day. Do celebrate who she is. Shop Pandora Jewelry now. Visit us at Pandora 329 Bay Street at the corner of Parliament Street.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday, Motivational Monday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We're talking about soldiering up. You know, I two of my best friends in the world, they always used to say to each other when they do something that seemed like they were quitting or not couldn't handle something, they always used to say, "But I thought you was a soldier." All the time. "But I thought you was a soldier." I was talking about planks. So someone, planks. I was talking about doing planks. And that means something. I thought you was not isometrics. No, it's planks, yeah. So, so this says push-ups without doing push-ups are planks. Yes, that's exactly planks. So lying, watch people don't know the sun dropping 2 inches every year. That's what I learned in my geography class. Really? I know. But she feel like she coming closer for sure. This text says, good day, Zhivago. Great, reflective, and positive show. Please note, we are not calling in, but we are listening attentively. Kindly note that we have called you a far back Friday DJ, but today you are wearing another hat, coach and therapist, and dropping the knowledge. Keep up the positive vibes. God bless you, and thank you. You are very welcome, and thank you for that. So soldiering up, you got to take care of our bodies, looking for strength. Remember now, and I always tell people this, you know. I say, listen, you know, be careful when you pray for strength. Because if you pray for strength, you're going to get burdens. Because the only way to strengthen the body's muscles is to give it burdens. Y'all realize that? What is a weight? What is a 20-pound dumbbell? What is a 25-pound dumbbell? What is a 100-pound dead weight? These are all burdens you put on the muscles that in doing so, it causes the muscles to strengthen. So there's no strength without burden. And so if you have burden and you endure the burden, you're gonna be stronger. So if you give your body burden, it's going to get stronger. That's what a plank does. That's what a push-up does. That's what a sit-up does, right? That's what lifting does. It gives the body strength. Some of us are feeling tired and fatigued and weak and aged. We need to move. We need to lift so that we can strengthen our bodies. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, good afternoon, Brother Lang. How you doing?
Hey, right here, man. What's up?
Right here, you know. You know, I did a yesterday on contentment. You know, the Apostle Paul wrote that, you know, that I have learned that whatever state I am, there with all to be content. And, you know, it was a learned state. It wasn't something that he learned in the classroom or whatnot. But he learned that through his experiences, through all his life, what he had been through, being beaten, put in jail, shipwrecked, and whatnot. Yet in all of that, he said that I'd learned to be content. Content in what? Content in the power of the person who he had put his faith in. And sometimes, you know, it's difficult to find peace. And he later on wrote that, you know, I can do all things through Christ. And doing the all things through Christ is because of the fact that I can find strength in the time of need. You know, last week, it seems like Murphy just came after me left, right, and center. Like, everything that couldn't go wrong went wrong. And I said, Lord, I don't know. I don't know what this is, but I have to get through this. I have to get through this. And, you know,
You know what it is? It's living.
Life.
Right?
Life is going to be filled. I did a study on suffering one time, and Buddha, I think they said that he gave up his fortune to find out what was the meaning of life. And he went out throughout all of India. And at the end of the day, he concluded that, you know, our life's going to be filled with ups and downs. They're going to be suffering. They're going to be joys. And so you have to accept that. You have to accept the fact that, A, despite when that life can change in a moment. So you have to prepare yourself mentally for whatever is to come. And so
that's what soldiering up is all about. Yeah, can you imagine being a soldier? thinking that you are going to war and that there will be nobody firing at you, nobody will attack you, that you won't have moments where you'll be fearful, doubtful, where you're going to have to duck and dodge and hide and run? You can imagine being a soldier and not believing any of that is possible?
No, you are prepared. Exactly. You are, so he said, you know, the Apostle Paul, that's why he said that you ought to put on the whole armor.
Absolutely.
We are in a fight every day. It's a fight.
Absolutely.
And sometimes it's
absolutely
more mental than physical. And so
absolutely.
You have to speak to yourself and say, buddy, listen here. Get in order. You got to tell, you know, as a self-employed person, I have to push through. I got to work 18 hours or whatever it is. And I got to tell this buddy, you need to get in line because I got bills to pay, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And I must say,
yep.
God has come true for me. He has been there, and he has.
But think about this. Not only you. Think about this. And I had to say this to my son the other day, he's 29 years old. And I said to him, I said, you know, think about this. You have had for 29 years challenges. And let me ask you, have you overcome them all? And he said, yes, I have. I said, well, what does that tell you? You now have 29 years of experience that challenges can be met. 29 years. I have 57.
Yeah.
Every single challenge I ever faced of a personal nature, health, relationship, financial, etc. 57 years, and I'm still
right here. And so, you know, I'm a bit older than you. I'm 65. So I've had 65 years of challenges, Mr. Lai, and I can tell you, buddy, I've been through it all. And so that those challenges, like the Bible says, our experiences gives us hope.
But I want you to say it a little differently. You ain't just been through it all, bro. I mean, how many of those challenges are still on you today?
Yeah.
You may have new challenges, but I'm saying you had, they either been overcome or you done put them behind you and you done move on.
But Jesus said, in this life, buddy, you have trials, you have tribulations. So it ain't no.
But you ain't helping me, man. You ain't helping me. You are 65 years old. You have 65 years of victories you can talk about. 65 years of victory. I lie or I lie? But you ain't saying that, though. You could tell somebody. Listen, I have lived for 65 years, and I have 65 years of victorious stories I could tell you.
Yeah. I mean, it'll take a whole day, Mr. Light.
But I need you to take the whole day. I just needed you to say that.
Yeah.
You could say it just how I said it. I'm 57 years of age. I'm telling you, I've said, I have had 57 years of challenges, and I have overcome them all.
Yeah. You have.
I had scarlet fever and chicken pox when I was 2. I had pulmonary tuberculosis when I was 24.
Wow.
I had prostate cancer when I was 55.
Right.
I had an infectious disease that almost killed me when I was 57.
Wow.
And that's only some of them.
So you can say, you know, bring it on. Whatever is out there.
Yes, and I have confidence. I have confidence that things can be overcome. Victory can be had, and the mission can be met. I have it.
Yeah.
And I've had some defeats, but they ain't kill me.
Yeah.
And even if they kill me, if death is the last thing that comes to me, well, what that mean? What that mean? I go from here, and I go somewhere else that I am told is better than where I leave it. That's what I'm told. That's what my faith tells me.
Yeah. And so that is what keeps you alive. I mean, that's what keeps me going because, you know, like the Hebrew boy said, you know, we are not going to bow, King. We ain't going to bow. If you throw us in there, that's up to you. But we are not going to bow. And so life gives us choices. We can decide what we're going to do with what life throws at us. Whether we're going to take it and make lemonade or just allow it to make us sour. And like you say, some people hold on to situations and so on and so forth that happen so bitter and so on that they refuse to live and so on and so forth. You know, you got to cut some, you got to let some things go, some hurts and whatnot. I just keep soldiering on because people, you know, those persons who you are mad against or whatever it is, man, they living their best life. They ain't checking for you. So, like I said yesterday in Sunday school, sometimes we allow situations and hurts that come at us to hold us captive, and we don't live our lives. We live our lives.
But we soldiering up today. The message today is we soldiering up. We soldiering up today.
Life, those people say that there's hope. So keep hope alive.
Yeah, we soldiering up today. Appreciate you calling, man. We soldiering up today. That's the message. That's the message, folks. We're soldiering up today. We're going to take our final break. When we come back, we will finish up our discussion. We'll be back after this break.
Take a stand. Everybody. Come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm. Send you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Reliable and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
In the face of a storm, it's not just buildings that get tested, it's all of us. Insurance isn't just about repair, it's about recovery. So when the winds die down, you're already on the path forward. Having insurance can mean the difference between starting over and starting stronger. So talk to an authorized agent or broker of Bahamas First General Insurance about how the right coverage can support you through this season and whatever comes next. With Bahamas First, you're in safe hands, in all seasons.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior's phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want to find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477.
96.9 FM. Fresh news. Smart talk. All day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody. Come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, send you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. Just so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. As sounds like the mindset of Job, Z. Actually, you know, I was just telling somebody about this. I don't know that people really read the Job story. I don't know that they really do, because if you listen to the story, if you read the story, Job and his friends complained a lot. Job's friends were telling him, you had to have done something wrong because for this to be happening to you. Job was complaining that he hadn't done anything wrong, so he couldn't understand why this was happening to him. And he was complaining. I mean, you read it. Job was complaining. In fact, he was complaining so much that God had to come to him and say, now, who is this who is speaking in with dark sayings? This is what essentially he was saying to Job. And Job had to, God had to then give Job his resume and say, Job, where were you when I created the Leviathan? And when I told the water to don't go no further than this. So God was giving Job his resume because God didn't like what Job was saying in response to what was happening there. And then Job said, you asked who was it who was speaking in this manner? And he says, it was me. He said, and then Job said, now I know thou canst do everything. So Job wasn't, what Job was the epitome of, I will not curse God because this has happened to me. So if that's what we're calling patience, that's fine. But in terms of enduring that, Job was ticked off. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Hey, Ms. Lang, quick question, right?
Hey, what's...
I find it strange that this is your topic, being a soldier and Job. Question, are we headed for pandemic? Is this sounding sort of pandemic-y?
Not at all.
Sorry,
a set of circumstances that people are really finding difficult and really okay, in a circumstance like that, whether it's economic or social or otherwise, you have to be able to have a mindset that I am going to overcome this as a person in a battle. That's the point. I don't know anything but any pandemic.
Oh, no, you scare me a little bit there. Because last time we had a struggle and not to be a soldier, we were in lockdown.
Yeah, but man, you don't see what people are facing today.
Yeah. People in some serious hard times. Even the dogs are rough.
I'm telling you, man. I mean, seriously, man. You listen. You know what? Tell me if this is not true for you. In terms of what you are observing. Remember one time when one of us or two of us might have had issues, we always had some people we could go to? How easy is that now?
You can't go to no one. No one anywhere.
It's very hard, eh?
Oh, mommy. You could go to mommy. That's one place you can go to.
There may be some people, but it used to be a broader circle of support. Now, the people you going to coming to you.
Serious thing.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, and sir.
So thanks, man. I appreciate you calling. So whether it's the pandemic or not, the point is that, you know, we are confronting some hard times and issues, and having that mindset that says, listen, man, I know how to endure discomfort, how to have mental toughness. I know what to do to help myself endure, and I'm going to do it. Having that kind of mindset is important. I'm going to strengthen my body, take care as much as I can of my body, and do what I have to do to have the kind of emotional resilience I need to have so that I'm not going to overreact to anything. I'm going to try and stay as calm as I can in the face of things, you know what I mean? I'm not going to be a buggy lord complainer. I'm not going to cuss and oak nobody. I'm going to take the kind of action I need to take to deal with what I need to deal with. And that's really what I have to do. So when the issue is there, I'm going to lay down, sit down, spend my quiet time trying to figure out, is there anything I can do? What do I need to do? Is there anywhere where I can go? Any way I can deal with what I need to deal with, as opposed to sulking or lashing out or pretending I don't have an issue, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Because I'm here to win the thing, man. I'm here to win. And I got this. I try to keep from being right now overly religious about it because I know sometimes people give it a kind of crutch, right? But if you have faith, like confidence in the unseen God, right? You can bolster your own mindset and attitude toward dealing with the things that you have to deal with in this life. If you don't, then draw on what you need to draw on. Point being, have mental toughness, resilience, and emotional calm and stability in the face of all these things, and do what you could do, what you can do. You can't do what you can't do. Right? They have to do what they have to do. You can't stop them from doing what they have to do. They can call, they can write, they can text, they can show. Whatever they got to do, they can do what they have to do. You have to do what you have to do as much as you can do. But you only could do what you can do and keep working on doing more and more until you get where you are trying to go. And for me, getting where I'm trying to go isn't a question of time. I want peace every day, and I can have that now. It's a question of what I do in my head. I want to feel good about myself, rested as I can, so I could do what I have to do right now about those things. I don't have a goal of being rested 2 months from now. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to See Live. I'm Shavar Belang, your host. I hope today was helpful for you. God spares life. We will catch you tomorrow. Have a great, great evening. You're not alone.